So, you guys head south.
Okay, random encounter dice.
Mark, give me 20%.
2 to 22.
Okay. You are not accosted on your way to Umber. The further south you guys go, towards these mountain ranges to the south, where you guys know that the evil or the darkness that the Highbearer spoke of was emanating from. And as you get closer, you guys notice that the skies during the day start to become slightly overcast. Not like ominously so, but you know, just it seems to be lightly raining, like you're in Seattle or something.
It's just always some level of rain.
The further south you go, the rain doesn't pick up or anything, and they're not like giant thunderstorms. It's just kind of always overcast and dreary.
I do not remember the weather being this consistent before.
No, I mean, you had some days like this and some days that were sunny. It's the nature of being near the coast.
Do we think this is more of just a climate thing? This is...
It's definitely Irma.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of you make a nature intelligence check.
I'm a druid, I should know.
10.
Okay.
18.
Okay. Hathor, you think it's odd, but nothing's like ominous about it.
9.
It's rain.
Mm-hmm. It gonna rain!
Thanks, Ollie.
Natural one.
It's fine, guys. The guy from the desert across the ocean will work out your climate issues.
Yeah, right? No, like, he's been studying this for years.
That's great.
You're used to rain. It's wet. Azeem.
Mm-hmm.
You are from a culture that doesn't get a lot of rain. So when it does rain, you pay attention.
Right.
You know how rain works because you have to predict any minuscule bit of rain that comes your way.
Yeah, we gotta catch every one of those drops.
You do. So,
why are you assholes not collecting the rain?
Yeah, what the fuck, guys?
This,
as we pass a lake. We could live as kings, right?
Right, guys, you don't understand. Alright, so this doesn't seem evil. It doesn't seem malicious or anything like that. But it is odd to you that there are this many clouds effectively almost blocking out the sun for day after day after day after day. And you're looking around at all this verdant greenery that you're not used to, and judging on the level of the greenery and the saturation and amount of sunlight that a lot of this stuff needs to grow, you're assuming that this isn't quite natural weather pattern for this version of the climate.
This is too much rain.
It's not constantly raining either. It's just rain sometimes, but it's just gray overcast most of the time.
These weather patterns are strange to me.
Old for dragon?
Perhaps the dragons have some sort of trails of chemicals coming out of them that affects the weather in some way.
It's possible.
Did you just suggest that dragons are the source of chemtrails?
Perhaps.
Oh, that's getting left in.
Dragons are responsible for climate change.
Dragons did 9/11.
Oh, well, technically. God.
All right. When Lee Harvey Oswald, he was that scaly bastard on the grassy knoll.
What, Ted Cruz?
Sorry, that took me off guard.
Oh. All right, so.
This is the only reason they let me play on their podcast.
You guys come And you guys come upon, after some days of travel, come upon the distant site of the walled city of the walled port town of Umber.
I wish I were happy to see it.
I hate this fucking town.
As I start stuffing every valuable I have underneath my armor.
Oh, sweet, sweet Umber.
I feel like I should make my broom look like just something that a girl uses to clean a house.
Mm-hmm. I just start sticking my, you know, what's, you know, what, my, you know, my change of clothes like into the gaps so nobody can stick their hand on there.
Right.
I'm taking no chances.
All right, sure. Make a.
Hide my shit check?
Yeah, make a stealth roll.
Oh, no. I don't care if anybody sees me doing it. Because I want them to know away. That I'm fucking watching.
And make an intelligence check?
Okay, that's a 2 on the die.
They never find it here.
Right? Like, if I put I'm going to put it right in plain sight so they can't steal it.
I'm going to 5. But I am still going to wear my dummy purse.
Okay. I mean, it was... You're fine. I mean, you've been to the town before. You're well versed.
I'm taking sensible precautions.
Yeah. And you guys don't have to make stealth checks. That's fine. You guys know.
I can't wait to be able to cast Glyph of Warding so that I can just cast that on my dummy purse and then the first dumb mook that opens that thing just explodes.
Wow, that is such... Oh, this kid who's a pickpocket and must steal from people to survive. Boom!
Well, he learned a life lesson.
See you
and
later,
that's
Aladdin.
Why little tiny Tim has a nickname.
It's not a life lesson when you lose your life.
It's the last life lesson.
And the most important one.
Huh? You can't learn a lesson when your brain matter is on the freaking road.
Well...
That's what you learn with your brain.
Oh, right.
Learn to magic, idiot.
Oh, God.
Poor Aladdin.
Oh, poor Aladdin.
Poor Pooh.
One jump, head of the boom!
Lawful good does not mean lawful nice.
I suppose that's true. All right, so you guys, after adjusting yourselves, you come upon the walled city of Umber. As usual, the gates are open. Although... perception, actually, what are your passive perceptions?
Passive is a 12.
13.
16.
Okay. Nadar?
his is blank, which looks correct.
Yeah, 14.
14?
Yeah.
Alright, so 12, 13, 14, 16, is that what
I believe so.
Alright, so, Nadar and Dravinia, you noticed something that you didn't see here before. An increased military presence. There are...
What kind of military?
There look to be Moranian or Valtheran army regulars.
Hold off.
Yeah.
I feel better, actually.
You see an increased amount of horses tied up outside. You see people walking to and for. You see more guards on the walls, some of them being, you know, Valtheran army regulars.
I go to the 2 closest to us and ask them.
There are... At the gates, there are 2 guards, regular standard Umber City guards, and there are 2 Valtheran army regulars. And which one do you go ask?
Do the city guards look nervous that the Valtheran guys are there?
There is a general unease about town. You're not certain whether it's the military presence or what.
I take out a silver piece, and I go to the Umber guard.
Okay.
Hello, miss. Can I help you?
We were just through these parts about a week ago, and,
yeah, I remember.
And I don't remember seeing your new friends.
Oh, is this the guard that we turned over the bandit to?
Let's say yes.
I give him the silver piece.
Hello, friends.
And say... What brought that on?
I'm not really supposed to say. The major towns are on high alert right now. That something happened to Greensburg.
Oh, we've heard.
Yeah.
So it pertains to that.
Yeah, not sure what happened, but the Moranians set out the army to kind of buff up defences, and that's all I really know.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, whatever. He looks nervous and kind of looking around.
Kind of give him a friendly nod as we pass by.
And he actually holds up the silver piece, looks at Drainy, and is like, thanks.
Toothy anyway. Grin.
And I actually, as I kind of lean over, in case we don't see you again on the way out, take care of yourself, alright?
Yeah, you too.
Alright. I'm thinking let's go to Thunderbrew might, Cullen might be able to tell us what's going on.
Okay. Lead the way.
I think that's a good idea.
Alright. Did the Kraken's Pantry have a stable?
No. As you recall, the only certified stable in town is the governor has a stable. I mean, there's like horse hookups, like Old West style,
okay,
in front of a lot.
So there are hitching posts then.
There are hitching posts, but there's not an honest to goodness stable except for the governor's mansion.
All right, so let's
hopefully we won't be here long enough for it to matter.
Hmm? Right. The Thunder Brews and hitch up our horses.
Okay. Yeah, there's a place for you to do that.
Okay. So we've been gone we've actually been gone now about 2 weeks because it was a week trip each way, right? I think it was.
Or was it 4 days?
It was four days. Yeah.
Okay.
We can have.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you went 4 days there, spent a couple days there, 4 days back.
Right.
All right, so you go to Thunder Brews. You walk in. It's one of the more popular pubs on Siren's Call Alley. Mm-hmm. So you guys walk in, and it's filled with a lot of sailors, although not as many as you've seen in the past. And it also has some look-like off-duty city guard and off-duty Valfarin.
Yeah.
Regulars, and there seems to be more of the off-duty people than there are sailors. And, you know, you see women of ill repute, you know, walking around, plying their trade, and people playing games and darts and things of that nature. Despite the general tension in the town, it's still a lighthearted place. And as you walk in, you start looking for a table, you find one. As you're walking over, you see Jessie. And she is handing out drinks, and she makes eye contact with all of you, and they're like,
"Oh, hey, it's a, we'll be over in a minute."
Shouldn't she?
Well, she's nice to be able to remember.
She dispenses.
Well, we can have.
They see a lot of faces, and it looks like there are a lot of new faces in town.
This is true.
We were here for about a week and a half, though. We were here for a while.
Yeah, we actually were here for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, doing the various bounties.
Because it's like the Bannon bounties each took like a day and a half trek each.
True, and we did like what, 3 or 4?
Yeah.
All right. So, you guys come sit down, and Jesse, not long after you sit down, comes over.
Hathor, good to see ya. Hello. Dravinia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Azim, and Nader?
Yes.
Nader, okay. Well, it's a pleasure to meet all, or a pleasure to see all of you again. What can I get you?
Give me a...
Perhaps some information. What is going on here?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Where's Cullen?
He's... you see him. He's up at the bar.
Okay.
I'm sure some big nasty thing happened down in southwest...
Greensburg.
That's what I've heard. Some kind of fort town. Something bad happened, so... the capital sent out some of the army to kind of shore up defenses. I'm not really sure what's happening.
Is that common?
Hasn't happened for a while. If they're sending the army out, something must be pretty serious. Everybody in the town's a bit on edge.
Give me a nail and let Cullen know that we need to speak to him.
All right, Hathor, I'll do that.
Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Ale for me as well, please.
Two ales?
Mead, please.
Mead, all right.
Tequila.
All right, should have remembered that one. I'll be right back.
It's a busy night, but he asked Jesse to take over bartending for a moment, and comes kind of walking over.
Hey, my friend.
What the hell's going on here?
Well,
should we go to your office?
South, I heard.
Lad, I know as much as Jesse does. Honestly, I've been. The Baron's been rather tight-lipped about this one. All I know is that something's gone down.
But he's still alive.
Different Baron.
Oh.
What Baron should be dead?
I heard Greensburg was leveled?
approximately?
I believe destroyed was the yeah.
Oh, hey, maybe we should go to my office. You lot seem to know more than me.
Okay, let's have a chat.
Alright.
Yeah, he takes you back to his office.
Go to office.
I look at Jesse, see at her table.
Right.
I'll be back.
She's like, she kind of like shrugs. I'll try.
No promises.
And, but you do see a couple empty tables in there, so it's not like packed to the gills. So.
I don't think this would take long.
No. So you go back, and he walks into his thing. He's like, dude, they here for that thing? Or,
No, not yet.
Anyway.
Let me put it this way. I won't have to come back for that. It will come to me.
Oh, all right then. And shut the door.
I close the door softly behind me.
Besides, I got something kind of neat that's new.
Jamie.
Eric. So, basically, we were told by the Temple of Bahamut in town, up in Moranin, that from what they hear, Greensburg was leveled by a dragon.
A black dragon.
Shite.
Allegedly. Rumors and hearsay.
We're here trying to find the truth.
We are foolish enough that we're going to go find out.
Basically, one of his kin or his order was leading an expedition. Was believed to have been there when the attack may have taken place, and they said that this was Umber was her fallback point.
Have you seen her?
You seen her?
Half orc, bald, hammer,
half orc girl,
scar above the eye,
actually, I didn't
shaved head, carrying a big hammer.
Probably stand out even in this mess.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many big half-orc women besides Jesse in this place, but I can't say I've seen anyone come through here that fit that description. And, you know, I think I would have heard about it too.
Probably.
I mean, lots of new people in town lately.
We see.
Apparently.
Hey, well, now that I know why,
best not spread that around.
No. Last thing we need is a panic.
And we're not even sure. Obviously, if that's the case.
I'm a retired adventurer and I'm shitting my trousers. Mm.
Honestly, after the things we've seen, I could welcome something that's big and is an open sky. 1,000 square stare. As I think about that fucking hole.
Filled with tentacles and piercers.
I still don't like egg hugs.
Do we all not have, like, pre-spear PTSD at this point? Because we probably should.
Oh, just wait.
Everyone now has a madness stat? Well,
yeah. Welcome to Cthulhu.
It's in the DMG.
It is. Oh, joy.
That's a real stat you can have.
It is.
I'm going to have
really?
You can roll for madness.
Mm-hmm.
You can roll for insanity. And the effects are temporary or permanent, depending on the state.
All right. Well, what do you need from me?
Well, we were just mainly wanting to know if you had heard anything that we hadn't. And if you see her, keep an eye out for her. We're probably going to be heading towards Greensburg.
This worries me.
It worries us too.
How long ago was this attack?
I said about a week or so ago.
Probably
so
two now.
It would have been 2 weeks now.
With travel time.
Yeah, that's right. It took us 4 days to get here.
Oh, shit. 2 weeks ago.
Around about that, yeah.
The news travels at whatever speed it travels, and if that is true, who knows what speed it travels.
I don't know much about our kin on this continent. The scale bearer at the temple said something that it might be related to the orc attacks and might be related to a dwarven settlement somewhere around here that fell. What can you tell me about that?
That'd be Iron Deep Hall.
Iron Deep Hall?
Hall.
Iron Deep Hall.
Used to be a trading partner with Valthrum. They were kind of a buffer between that place I made up and that other place I made up. They were kind of a buffer between the elven lands of Talanuri and the human kingdom of Ulthrin. As I'm sure you all are aware.
So they were on fairly good terms with both kingdoms?
Well, dwarves usually don't take too kindly to elves. especially these elves. They're They're not exactly from this continent.
How am I, for that matter?
75 years ago, I showed up. Up to the large island of the south. They were a splinter faction from an elven kingdom on your continent. And they left for, let's just say, idealistic reasons. They are a bit, they're in the corner that elves are better than most people. And they founded a kingdom on that large island to the south. And once they got established, they actually engaged in open war with another human kingdom that was to the south, was a sister kingdom to Volthrin for a long time. And unfortunately, they ended up conquering it.
Must be some hardy elves.
They're no one to mess with. And ever since, Talonore and Volthrin have had an uneasy truce.
The Dwarven Kingdom kind of helped to... It served as a neutral zone.
Well, there's a... There's a mountain range between Volthrin and Talonore. There's a pass between the mountain ranges, but there's two Dwarven Kingdoms that inhabit that rather large mountain range. One of them was Iron Deep. And for a while, they served as neutral ground to parley. They were friendlier with the Volthrin, so sometimes they supplied weapons, arms. They took no open stance on the fighting. They never committed troops to the ground. But that mountain range inhabited by unfriendly dwarves towards elves was a nice buffer for Volthrin. Unfortunately, it didn't work out so well for their sister kingdom. But...
Now, who was the other dwarven settlement near the pass?
If you guys look at your map, these large kind of upside-down Vs denotate where the major dwarven settlements are.
Okay.
And you see there's a mountain
right
between there. But then, and I haven't named that dwarven city yet, so...
Were there... Do you know of any survivors from Indy?
Yeah. The dwarves of Iron Deep were more or less fight to the last man kind of, or fight to the last dwarf kind of mindset.
I see.
So I'm uncertain, but we haven't heard hide nor hair of any of them for a couple of years now.
I see. And
not to mention the orcs have seemed to have increased their activity a lot.
We recall.
Orcs, I think we can deal with. Orcs we have elves. Extensive experience with.
Hey, it worries me that Yadu, because they used to keep their mountain, and lately they've been going on a walkabout, if you will.
Perhaps
driven afield by a dragon?
Quite frankly, the orcs that we have run into won't be going back
home
again.
That's a very valid thought.
What was that you said, lad?
Perhaps driven afield by a dragon.
It's a smart...
If the dragon drove them out, we could have large problems on our hands.
Had they driven out by a dragon, that's for sure.
Because if it was the orcs that threw over Iron Deep, those dwarves were hardy and they were dug in. It would have taken a lot to drive them out or kill them all. And if there's enough orcs up there to kill every single dwarf in Iron Deep...
That's a lot of orcs. Then again, orcs also fight to the last, and they care not whether they live or die. They die for the glory of Grumsh, and they will crawl to a victim if that's what it takes to kill them. So
this is all hearsay. We will never know unless we go there ourselves.
No, we need to get to Greensburg and find out what's going on down there.
See, exactly, one dragon at a time, one issue at a time.
Agreed. We have a personal connection to Greensburg because the Baron Green, Theodore the Younger,
took over for his father. He was our patron. He's the one that sponsored our incorporation as a company.
Oh, well.
I do hope he's okay.
I do as well.
He's already fared enough.
That was a good sort.
Trauma in the past months, let alone.
And he's an honorable man.
More. Indeed.
Yeah. Have one other thing unrelated. You know anything about a family called Silverbridge?
Ah, it's a dwarven clan. They hail from that dwarven kingdom to the west.
Yeah.
Merchants that we try their hand at alchemy. I believe that's our specialty.
I met one of their kin here in town, Griff, I believe is the name.
Hey, Griff, he comes in here every once in a while. He likes to ply his trade. He's kind of a traveling merchant. He likes to hit the smaller towns and fort towns that a lot of people are unwilling to go to.
Have you seen him in the past couple of days?
No, he hasn't been here in some weeks' time.
If he stops in before we get back,
aye,
tell him Mr. Goldshield has something that might interest him.
Mr. Goldshield? Alright, I'll let me write that down. I've got dreadful memory.
Wait, alright.
Jot something down. Alright, I'll try to remember that. And, see you guys are going to Greensboro again.
I don't think we have much of a choice.
Ah, indeed, my friend.
The Bahamut demands.
We're going to make a search through town to see if we can find this servant of the Bahamut temple. And if she's not here, then that's probably where she's most likely going to be.
Was she there herself? By herself?
She had a contingent with her.
Do you know what they were?
We were not told. Just her.
Acolytes of Bahamut is all we know.
Wait, question. Were they all acolytes of Bahamut?
You were not told that.
Because,
no.
Yeah, she said.
I feel like it's a scale bearer and like some normal acolyte.
Right,
kind
and
of
some
deals.
Other. Kind of like
they
us.
Weren't
like
detailed.
A good,
yeah.
She was a scale bearer. She was, as Natar is, by the way, now. Huh. He was awarded the rank by his temple.
Toothy grin.
And so. But
I see that.
She is of his rank.
But we don't know who else traveled with her other than.
I'm only presuming
like
that it would have been members of her church, but it's hard to say. She was sent to investigate the situation around Greensburg, which we encountered ourselves.
Alright, well, keep my eye to the. Well, ear to the grindstone if I see any. If I hear about any strange individuals, and I've been really busy with the new influx of soldiers, so I haven't really been able
we've
to.
Seen.
Well,
now I did notice that there are a lot fewer sailors. Does that mean that trade has slowed, or
no,
do they just not stick around as long?
As you could probably guess, there's a palpable tension in town.
Yeah,
and sailors are. Often superstitious folk, so usually when there's bad juju around, they hightail it out. I'm guessing that's what it is, and if it has to do with the dragon, and as you see, it's not exactly nice outside anymore.
I have noticed.
They,
does that happen this time of year?
No, this is, I mean, we get cloudy days in the road for a while, but this started happening around the time you all left.
It's not natural, I'm telling you.
Small enough, right?
Colin, do me a favor. Promise me that if something comes this way, you and Jesse and whoever else you can gather will get out of town and get away from it.
You ain't gotta worry about that, lad. Which tangling with a dragon.
Which way from here was the recluse's readout?
West?
Southwest, right?
I think it was west. Southish west, yeah.
I tell him that before we left, we had cleared out a bandit cave called the Recluse's Readout to the west-southwest, I guess it was.
Alright.
It's a cave system, sturdy, fairly well hidden. If you need somewhere to go until things blow over and you can safely get to Moranin or somewhere else, you can take folks there. It's big enough that people can take shelter.
He brings out a map and you kind of mark where it is.
Alright. It's better than nothing, I suppose.
It's only a day's journey from here, as opposed to spending 4 days on the open road back to the capital.
4 days on the open road with the dragon at your heels is no way to travel.
I would suspect not.
That's for sure.
All right. I'll try to keep my ears open, and you all good luck with your investigation.
You've been a good friend, Cullen.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thunderbrew.
Please call me Cullen.
Cullen.
Bahamut's blessing upon you.
Sure.
It's a compliment.
I know it's a compliment. I know. I'm just not overly religious. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Bahamut accepts you as you are.
Clearly, as he's accepted you.
And this is how we're going to solve the problem. We're just going to go start recruiting for the church. We're going to become Bahamut evangelists.
Have you heard the good news?
Bahamut saves y'all. Bahamut
well,
saves.
Well, hello, neighbor. Praise the glorious Lathander.
Praise the platinum dragon. Oh, man.
So, I guess the next thing to do, just once we leave Thunderbrew, is start trying to make information check and checks
once again,
to
go around what town. What time of day is this?
Ask some questions about a.
It's around noonish.
Lady that might around stand noon? Out.
Okay. I say we ask questions for a few hours, then we camp outside of town.
I hate to suggest this.
Yeah, I don't want to stay here.
I hate to suggest this.
Uh-oh.
So much, uh-oh. But a big half-orc woman who's got the strength to wield a hammer, who's seen some shit. Would do well in the fighting pits.
I don't think that somebody of her order would go to the fighting pits. And I didn't even want to go there.
Had he certainly been... had a good time once he was there.
Well, certainly, but he did not gamble.
No, he didn't go there to get... He didn't want to gamble. But if she just went there to get in a fight...
This is valid. I mean, we can ask.
If nothing
we
else...
We did leave on good terms.
If nothing
that
else, if she decided to... If she was trying to blend in,
that would be a good
place. Her looks alone might have gotten notice of the Tumpers for the pits.
I would suspect so.
The other option is to go speak to the Carvers, because the Carvers may have seen her around and maybe tried to recruit her.
I'm also going to go to the Cacklin's pantry, see if they know anything.
I think we should do all of these things quickly.
Perhaps we should separate
and
reconvene at the edge of town. In 2 hours' time?
Nadar, perhaps you should go to Carowind's. She may have seen her if she came looking for supplies.
I can do that.
And Carowind likes you.
Of course.
Well, well.
Everyone loves.
As you guys hear a voice from behind you.
Kill him!
With my dagger. Chicken!
My friends, I did not expect to see you in town soon. Shit.
We've heard that things have gone amiss, and we decided to come back this way.
You guys turn around, and it is indeed Ethan Karras.
I knew it!
Well, Karras, we leave for a week and a half, and everything goes to shit.
Oh, I know. You shouldn't have left in the first place. I missed your visit.
Well, I had to lick my wounds, and there were a lot of them.
True. So, looking for someone?
Yes.
Oh, I see. There's a lot of someones in this town.
Fortunately, this one probably stands out, even in this extensive crew.
A member of my order is who we are looking for.
Oh, a member of your order? Let's see here. Tall, half-orc, bald.
Well, what a surprise. He already knows.
I only know because I just overheard you.
Oh, that's fair.
I haven't seen her.
How the hell did he overhear us in Cullen's office?
Maybe he has, like, super duper, like, listen checks. Because he's a 5.0 character. Or a 3.5 character, rather.
Hey, Cullen!
Oh, you guys are in the street at this point.
We didn't talk about her in the street.
No.
I know.
Oh, so he's, like, ushered us out? What the
You guys left Thunderbrews, and you went out, and you were like, hey, what are we
doing? The implication is that he was somehow in there listening, but we never noticed, and now he's walked out like, oh, beat to dubs! I might know what you
see. I heard what you see. Okay.
So, yeah, one of them.
I was going to tell Cullen I think his office is bugged.
You overheard us.
Can I be of assistance?
Perhaps. Have you seen this woman?
No.
Then no, you can't be of assistance.
Have you seen her group?
That's the reason.
There would have been a traveling group like us. Mm-hmm. Well, similar to us.
Perhaps.
Well, lots of people come through this city. Can't say I've seen anyone as unusual as you lot. But, for a modest fee, I will keep my not inconsiderable influence on the lookout.
How?
I thank you very much, but I believe we're going to make our own quandaries.
All right.
If we have difficulty, perhaps we will come back to you.
Oh. You are friends of the tumblers.
I didn't want to hear that.
So we always have your best interests in mind.
You are a man of knowledge. What do you know of what goes on down south?
Well, I hear things.
We've heard things as well.
At that point, I pull out a platinum. And I give him a platinum.
God knows.
He gave us one for our future.
Is it the same platinum?
Probably.
we used those to get in.
Oh, that's right. We did use those to get in. So it's a different one.
Hmm. So... Oh, no, we got in for free.
So no, you got in for free.
Had to pay
the entrance fee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The entrance fee in the fight.
But I guess he
kind of just...
He's... Huh. And it's gone.
I'm pretty, like, in awe by that. I'm like, that's fucking cool.
Well...
Trevini's like, dude, that's fucking cool. But I...
And I'm thinking about... And I'm just looking at him like, fucking parlor tricks.
From what I hear...
I can call fire from the sky.
That if what I hear happened is true, then these paltry amount of guards won't really do much of anything to protect this town.
And what is it that you've heard?
I think you know.
I think we know that he knows.
Well,
what would you...
Do I know that he knows
just
that
tell
he
us.
Knows that I think he knows?
You probably have to roll for that one.
Multiple.
Well... Well, there's one right there.
He's a dragonborn. You know there's a difference.
I've heard that the town of Greensburg has been the unfortunate victim of a dragon attack.
Well, that's what we are informed of as well.
I hear that roving hordes of orcs...
More?
...follow in its wake.
What, does it poop out orcs or something?
It might.
It consumes elves and poops out orcs.
This does not surprise me. Orcs driven before a dragon is...
Behind a dragon.
Oh. Follow in its wake.
Yes. I suppose that is slightly...
And if all of that is true, and my sources are usually true, I think it's rather foolish to go down there looking for people who are probably already dead. But... I wish you luck in your adventure. I'll be watching. And turn around and walks away.
Nadar, go back to Thunder Bruce. Ask Cullen to show you to his office. Run the tech magic, and if anything glows that doesn't belong to him, throw it in the fucking harbor.
I can do that.
I go to the bounty board.
Check with him before you throw it. Make sure it's not his.
That's glowing, and I pick up Thunder Brew and throw him in the
my face when he throws your helmet and hammer in the ocean.
Neither of which are magical, actually.
That is true. You go back, you find
besides,
nothing
I can
out of
the hammer,
ordinary.
Right?
You go to the bounty board. Dravinia goes to the bounty board. There is a sign posted on the bounty board, all bounties suspended until further notice.
Well, that's not good.
Fuck your bounty board.
How am I going to make money now?
See, I was curious as to whether they still have the bounty for the Hill Giant.
That's fair. That because is a sign over several bounties, and one of the you know, the space where the Hill Giant bounty mm-hmm. was? It's gone.
Because if y'all remember, I made sure that we left a sign that said the hand.
We suggested doing that, but
no,
we decided not to
I
do
did
it.
It. I did that.
Oh, God, and we came back to town, and now the Carvers are going to be after
I know,
our
that's
ass.
Why I didn't want to come back here, y'all.
I had my own reasons for not wanting to come back here. Let's do our investigation, get the fuck out.
I was doing that out of character. I did not know
no,
that you were actually
character.
Doing that.
Oh, yeah,
I was
she
doing
did
that.
I remembered.
I remember.
I have to listen back to that episode.
All right, well, all of you roll investigation checks. Nadar, do it at disadvantage.
So bad.
Because you're doing it in common.
God. No, but he is going to Carowinds, and she has the Hots form, apparently, so...
Ooh, that's true.
But he could still be like, hey, he could,
that doesn't mean he's good at flirting. Just, you can still ruin it, trust
hey,
me.
Hey, baby.
I got 11.
You got 11?
So I did better than him. I got a 12.
What a dick.
I'm on a 13.
That's true. 13.
I got a 7 because this new dice that I bought at DragonCon fucking hates me.
Oh.
Well, yours rolled high on me.
Mine's
I
not
know.
Been,
I gave you the good one. Apparently.
Mine has not been rolling great either, actually.
Yeah. John got all the good
moves. I blame
actually,
the Gemini.
Ones, it's not gonna roll high.
Actually, you know what? I have not been using my unnatural ones die. So I'll have to use that now and right. see if that works.
Alright, so you all spend the next 2 hours walking around town, trying to find any information you can. You, do any of you go by the ports?
Go by the port?
Yeah, I seems comfortable in slums and such, having grown up the way he did, so probably that's not far off from my neck of the woods.
You rolled an 11?
Yes.
You really, your neck of the woods is by the water?
My neck of the woods is where all the weirdos hang out, that whatever that happens
oh, yeah,
to
the
be.
Underbelly.
Yeah.
Underbelly. All right, so you said you were going to the pits.
Well, I suggested that. I think, though, since we now have already just fucking met Ethan and...
Yeah, Ethan probably...
He's an idle knowledge.
Everything we were going
to... I will actually go to the sea bitch's favor.
Oh, snap.
Okay. I'm going to, what do you guys... You go to Carowinds and you go just around town?
No, well, I go around town-ish, but I focus on the Kraken's Pantry, because that's where we stayed.
Okay. You find no information at the Kraken's Pantry. Carowinds is also bust. And you go to... What did you say?
Seabitch's favorite. You're going to go talk to the Carvers.
Carvers are there.
Forget the leader's name.
His name was...
I am polite when I go there, by the way.
Asshole number one.
No, undesirable. I actually wrote him down. I just seen it, actually. Sherwin? No, not Sherwin. Fairwin? I think it's Fairwin.
Let me look in my notes. Buffering.
Buffering.
Head down.
Oh, Barwin.
Barwin, yeah.
Barwin Caddick.
Why did you...
Barwin what?
Caddick, yes. That's right.
XP.
That was Rob's
You go to the door of the Sea Bitch's Favor. There is a bouncer out front wearing studded leather armor and a short sword on his hip. He says, "What do you want?"
I need to speak to Barwin Caddick if he's available.
What for?
I need some information and I'm wondering if he might be able to help me.
Right. Stay here. I'll go ask, but, won't get my hopes up. Then he turns around and walks in. A couple minutes later, he comes out. Oh, Bowen gave me a message to give to you, and it's a piss off.
Tell him thank you very much for his assistance, and we will be on our way.
And I leave.
Alright, sweet. You go to the ports.
This is where all the goods come in. Perhaps the information is here, too.
Make an action, active perception check.
Ooh.
And perceiver. 10.
Tens. Just what you needed.
Ooh. Whoop, whoop.
You are looking for anything out of the ordinary.
Right.
Walking around, you see street urchins and things of this nature. And you see a heated conversation between... what looks like a sailor who's right in front of a ship and a figure in a gray cloak with the hood up. Looks like she's got something under the cloak that's kind of like bulky, that's maybe something swung over her back like a weapon of some kind. But the cloak is over it, and you see brown leather boots sticking out the bottom of it. And with the 10, that's all you can really see.
but you hear a woman's voice. And the reason it catches your attention is you hear an accent that you weren't expecting to hear. It's an accent from the continent you're from. Not Persian.
Right.
More Spanish.
Okay.
And she appears to be... It's a woman's voice.
Katarina.
And she appears to be trying to barter passage with this seafaring man.
Okay.
He's like, listen, miss, I've told you. We're all full up, and without the proper coin, we're not taking you. I've got to get away from here, please. I just need to get across the sea. Listen, miss, we're gonna come up. The captain said no, alright? You don't have enough coin to barter a sea trip all the way across the ocean. Alright? So, you can stay here, earn some more money. I'm sure you can go haul yourself over at the local tavern, earn some more money, and then try your luck with some other ship. She was like, and she gets up close to him, and she's like, you will go back to your captain and tell him that he must reconsider. And he looks kind of spooked by her and says, whatever, just get out of here. And he turns around and he kind of runs up the gangplank. She's like, damn it. And she turns around and catches your eye for a second. And her hood is framing dark black, very tight curled hair that goes a little past her shoulders. She has darkish olive skin and bright green eyes. And she kind of makes eye contact with you for a second. She's really beautiful. And she kind of looks at you, looks scared for a second, darts her eyes down, and walks off.
I will attempt to follow her in a stealthy fashion.
Roll it.
Let's see. Do the stealth. Do all the stealth.
Which of you loves me? This one's important.
This one's important.
Beautiful woman.
Actually, you're going to roll a perception check first.
Okay. Perception will be 16.
Okay. She attempts to stealth away, but you see her.
Okay. She's stealthy too.
My stealth, oh god, is 13.
She doesn't seem to notice you.
Okay.
Then she re-stealths.
Where does she go?
So she believes that she is stealth, that right. She doesn't seem to notice you, so she thinks that she's lost you, and after a couple blocks, she looks back, doesn't see that you're there anymore. She walks out into the street, and you follow her, duck down some alleys, and
that seems having fun. Take it away.
Right, and you're like bullshit double speed
right? through. Double speed through cities.
Double speed through cities, and you're a monk. God, that's broken.
Hey, if I can't have the highest AC, I'll have the highest speed.
You'll easily catch up with her, or easily keep up with her.
You pop a couple of those rogue levels, and that double move dash.
Yes. Well, he can burn a key point.
I can. I can, but they're few and far between.
Double move dash and burn a key point.
Oh my gosh, I'm everywhere.
It's like fucking Vaxeldan levels of fucking, like, speed. It's ridiculous.
Asim the Wraith, they call him.
Oh, just wait until, like, I get fucking shadow teleport.
So,
Nadar, stand in front of the sun.
Right? Whoop! Jives into Nadar's shadow, pops out of yours. Ta-da!
Fucking shadow dancers. Alright, so you follow her for a little bit.
Okay.
And she keeps talking down an alley here, down an alley there, in front of a tavern there, looks inside. Almost looks like she's about to enter it. Shakes her head and then ducks down another alley. Roll an insight check.
Oh boy, this is a thing I can do. 11. Always these ones are shit.
She constantly looks around. You see her darting
Alright. Looking head around, on a swivel.
It looks like she's paranoid about something, but you can't tell.
Okay.
And it looks like she's trying to figure out where she's going to go. And at one point, she ducks down an alley, kind of just sits down, kind of squats down, pulls out some kind of skin, takes a drink, and pulls out like a scroll that she's reading and like a compass. And when she squats down, you can see a bit more of her clothing. She's wearing very multicolored... the first thing you see is she's wearing studded leather armor.
Oh.
But the sleeves and all the cloth you see is very multicolored. Think gypsy. She has a lot of, you know, gold rings on and things of that nature. She has the dark black hair that's curled and the very olive complexion. I mean...
So is this a race of people I'm familiar with?
You are, actually. Anyone from that continent. There are a nomadic people.
Gypsies.
Right.
Called...
The Roma.
The Viduni.
Okay.
And you guess that she is one of the Viduni. And the other thing that you see is from her belt hangs a very finely crafted scimitar. And... pretty well crafted hand crossbow. Impressive. So she is well armed. She has a pack on her back, and it looks like this studded leather armor has seen some battle.
Okay.
So she's looking where to go. She's
now,
eating.
Have I interacted with any of the Viduni in my travels?
There has been some that have gone to Bikini, none that has gone to the Old Man Stronghold, but okay. There are a fair amount of them in McKee. They mainly keep to the other continent.
So, in my experiences with them, do they have like a traditional greeting or some sort of... Because often with large nomadic bands, you have tribes who may not have seen one another for many moons, and there's usually some sort of, hey, it's still me, I'm not here to murder you, kind of...
It's kind of call sign.
Right, like
sign. Right.
Traditional greeting amongst them. Or amongst them and their friends.
If they have one, you do not know it.
Okay.
You imagine that if they have a, hey, it's me, I'm Viduni call sign, that they keep it rather secretive. Yeah.
Well, and they may have one, a different one, for sort of the folks who are not in, but are not the enemy. Like, because groups like, I mean, if you're modeling them after the Roma, they tend to be persecuted. So, presumably, it's not everyone is persecuting them, that kind of thing.
None that you know.
Okay. Well, regardless... I will take this opportunity to nonchalantly stroll into the alleyway that she is in.
The minute you break stealth, she looks at you, recognizes you, and immediately pulls a hand crossbow and points it at you and says, "Why are you following me?
You seem to be in trouble or distress of some kind, and I thought that I could help."
"Who are you?"
"My name is Asim."
"I need nothing from you."
"I understand, and I would not force anything upon you. But, if I may be of assistance, I do not often see or hear things from home. So, I thought perhaps..."
"Bakithia." She kind of lowers her crossbow.
"But I am happy to go away if that is what you would prefer."
"I'm just looking for the fastest way out of this.
The smell is a bit overpowering."
"You wouldn't happen to have 50 gold spare, would you?"
"Well,
I need to get away from this place as quickly as possible."
"Perhaps something better. What is it you run from or toward? Simply the dangers inherent in a place like this, or something else?"
"My business is my own."
"Of course.
Suffice it to say, you should do the same."
"I do not plan to stay long. I am mostly seeking information on someone. But I have not been able to find her yet."
"Hey."
"Perhaps you have seen her. A very tall, bald, half-orc with a scar and a very large hammer."
Her face kind of goes ghost white. Says, "Signica?"
"Yes, that is her name."
Why?
We were sent from the Temple of Bahamut in Meranen to find her and gather her back, as she was sent to discover something and has not been heard from by her superior officers.
The capital sent you? How many of you are there?
Five.
Five? That is all?
Well...
Have they not heard?
There are rumors, and we've come to confirm them, and hopefully find those who were missing. Were you amongst our party?
Are you going?
Yes. We must know. The people must know.
Come. We must speak. Where are you staying?
I would have headed back to the Kraken Pantry, because I'm assuming that's where we're going to stay.
We have only just arrived.
No, we don't want to stay here. We spoke of it earlier. We wanted...
We do not intend to stay.
Well, we were
not the evening.
We would have set that up as a meeting place, at least, to get it, because we know where that's at.
We're looking for Anika, as you say. We're going to meet my companions at... Where did we decide?
The Kraken's Pantry.
The Kraken's Pantry. And then we will go. For this place does not agree with us either.
I cannot. I put you in danger.
You will not put us in danger. We already intend to walk into it on our own. But any information you may have. And if you are of our party, then you are technically among those we seek.
I believe I am hunted.
Hunted by whom? By what?
It matters not. I must get away.
There are many ways that you could get...
Must go to my people. I will be safe there.
Well, if it is the ocean you must cross, then it is the ocean you will cross. But perhaps we can help one another.
But...
I just... And she actually kind of puts her hand over her mouth and kind of fights back some tears. And all of a sudden sobers for a moment and looks at you.
Take me to your friends.
All right.
She looks just stoic and very determined, like she's steeling herself.
You will be safe with us. Come.
She looks like she doesn't believe you.
Well, she hasn't seen me do anything yet, so it's fair. Except, successfully follow her.
Right.
The Carl the Cub shows up.
Which is now more serious than anything.
Fancy a rematch.
Oh, look what I got here, motherfucker.
Shut.
This thing's useful.
Apology.
I'd like to begin my 7-part apology by saying, Jesus!
So what is it? Every party has to have somebody from the other continent?
Apparently,
it's a multicultural word. Yeah. Fuck off.
Affirmative action adventure project only.
But everywhere that we've gone, they've been really apprehensive of everybody other than a human, from what I've noticed. So you say it's multicultural, but I call bullshit.
A lot of racism.
Because everybody's what the fuck is Dragon Ball?
Oh, no, multicultural is fine. It's the other races that's the problem.
There are actually other races to be racist against. Why would I be racist against my human brothers when I can just hate Dragon Ball?
When there's a real basis for comparison, it kind of changes the rules. Like, if aliens happened, human-to-human racism would probably just...
This is more speciesist than
racist. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right, so...
So I will lead her back to the Kraken's Pantry. All
right, she, heads on a swivel the whole time.
Me as well, but that's just because we're a number.
Meanwhile, while they're on the way back and this whole thing's going on, of course, I've gone to the Kraken's Pantry and kind of the local area, and we don't want to stay here, but I try to, since I've been there before, inquire about a room for a few hours. For nothing...
Yeah, I mean, I'm expensive.
For nothing...
Listen, we don't worry about that.
Nothing seedy. We just need a place to speak in private.
That bar witch is still here. I mean...
Right, so she remembers us. And knows
you don't know which way she swings.
She remembers you, that's true.
Hey, if she wants to swing my way, that's fine. I ain't complaining. But...
That's canon now.
But, I mean... I'm just saying, they know us, so I'm going to see if I
Maggie
can...
Maggie remembers you.
Right, I'm going to see if we can just rent it for a couple of hours.
Now, is Maggie's the one that Dylan failed to seduce? Yes.
But you successfully did.
My time to shine.
Now you got two pretty ladies.
Welcome back, Tripod.
So on my side of the world, polyamory is the norm.
Boom. But maybe not on this part. So.
But she's from there.
But Maggie's from here. Oh,
gypsies are also always very virtuous.
I can show you the world.
Have you ever seen?
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound right.
Notre Dame? That sounds super wrong.
No.
Okay.
Pretty sure Esmeralda was down.
Yeah, she was super down.
TTF.
So yes, I see if I can acquire a room for a few hours.
About the time that you're acquiring for this room, because I assume you gathered some information and then tried to gather information and then decided to do this.
Right.
About the time that you're doing this, Azim walks in.
With 18 charisma behind him.
I can only imagine I would have gotten there before him, because the stuff with the tumbler or the carvers would not have taken long.
No, to being told to piss off just takes no time.
Yeah, pretty much all much. Of like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I walk in and like fucking assholes.
Yeah, you do see that. Dravinia comes in and starts talking to Maggie, and I'm sure you've already talked to Maggie and gotten at least an ale. But so you two and you're. Wherever you're at Carwin's and you went to a couple of the merchants.
The whole building is shaking.
Have you seen a pork? Have you seen a pork? Oh, my apologies.
Oh, wait. Is it half pork if they're female?
A fork.
Have you seen a fork?
Needless to say, your investigation didn't go well. So you're still out making those investigations. Okay, so you two are in the bar. You are securing a room, and you're just kind of
sulking in the corner,
maybe.
Plotting my vengeance against the Carters. Now they're now on they're my on faceless list. Men list.
I can see him brooding, but I'll wait to ask about his issues once we get to the.
I don't wait for you to ask. Didn't go well, just so you know.
I can tell.
Azim walks in, and behind him walks a figure in a gray cloak that has the gray cloak pulled pretty heavily down, but you see some black, tight, curled hair coming out under it, and the chin of very olive skin. She has her cloak pulled around her, so you really can't see anything, but it's kind of bulky underneath, which would...
Bulky in the way that implies weaponry. Which I imagine we know by now.
Implies weaponry.
Azim, look out! Assassin!
You never saw what was on her back.
Right. Just some sort of bulk.
Do I recognize her ethnicity?
It's hard to tell without seeing her face. I didn't give him that until...
Right.
Got up on her.
So, yeah, just from the olive skin, chin, and the hair, go ahead and make an intelligence check.
I'm going to use my...
Oh, snap.
My Tomb of Annihilation dice this time.
Oh, snap.
Uneven die rolls.
The uneven die.
Nah. Not well.
It was almost
20. Next to 20.
Yeah, they're very close. What was that again?
Intelligence.
Intelligence check, 10.
It's impossible to tell from that little information.
I'm just watching her.
Because it could be, like, his race.
Fair.
Yeah, well, she's taller.
Much.
Well, his ethnicity.
Yeah.
She's much taller.
Do I see my peoples?
Yes, they're easy enough to spot.
So I'll oh, here I'm.
I see the similarities. I'm like, maybe Asim is just a midget?
He just seems to proportion.
I would say
though.
Dwarf, but that's totally different thing.
Right? That's a different thing.
No, no, that's dwarf racist.
Right, like, in this world, it's a completely different connotation.
Specifically racist now.
Oh, no. So, yeah, you see them. They're easy enough to spot.
I'll walk over the table.
Well, she's not at the table. You, right. You were about
yeah,
to say something.
I'm trying to get a room.
You
so
see him walking.
I do a nod and an eye thing to you. And then, have I gotten the room yet?
Yeah, the room is secured.
Awesome. So, I kind of do, like, the finger point, like, motion up to the room, like...
Apparently we have matters to discuss in private. And my friend has secured a room. I'm telling this lady.
This lady. This is wrong in that direction. I'm guessing, like, the in-owner's like,
freaks.
Right? Like,
wow. And I joined them. He's like,
the last 10 freaks. People in here, I mean, hey, you know.
All of you roll perception checks who are in the bar, not you.
Come on.
That's a 19 on the die.
I'm using my natural.
Asim is distracted by the
plus two. That's a 21.
God damn it.
That's a five.
What am I rolling? A perception?
Perception.
That's going to be a 13.
All right. Well, I mean.
Yeah, every time I fail these, there is a beautiful woman.
Right. Just ruining my perception.
Yeah.
So, 21.
Nice.
21. You happen to see someone shady slip out of the bar as soon as you guys start to walk upstairs.
I whistle for Asim.
Asim hustles your way.
I point toward the door.
It's Tim.
I give him a quick description. Like, what is he wearing?
It looked like to be a human in a brown hooded cloak with maybe some leather armor on underneath it. He seemed to be paying you a lot of attention, and then as soon as you went upstairs, he slipped out.
I say to Asim, brown cloak, leather armor, went to the right. Go.
My friend, you put me in a difficult position. You see, this lady here...
Shut up and go kill the guy.
Shut up and go kill the guy.
Are we doing this downstairs?
It was shady.
You're all on the steps.
He's probably vanished into the crowd by now. We have other matters to discuss. This is my new acquaintance, and I'm sorry I've forgotten to ask for your name.
Mirela.
The assassin Mirela.
Everyone talked at once.
Mirela.
And I believe that she could use our assistance.
Well, do come upstairs,
and
please.
She has some information regarding our current quest as well.
Yes, well, we have another predicament. Somebody, as soon as you came in and walked up the stairs, somebody ran out of the spot. I think we're being followed.
Perhaps it's not us.
This is why we will not stay for long.
I'm afraid that may be my doing.
Oh, please, let us
let's discuss this in more secure quarters.
In private.
Alright, so we head upstairs.
Alright, so you guys head upstairs. You guys go to your room, shut the door.
I stand in front of the window.
Mirela makes sure that the door is securely locked and she can move something in front of it.
Yeah. Like I said, I stand in front of the window with the shield on my back, so it's basically like ain't nothing fucking getting through that window.
Dwarf curtains.
She looks at it, right?
Curtains.
You say curtains and my room starts to fly.
Oh good, the assassin. Oh, what a target rich environment. Let me just slip this in here.
Ping. What the fuck are you doing?
Quit stabbing my third wallet, weirdo.
Right, sorry. Listen.
Okay. Right?
There's so much padding between the things that he can't get his dagger.
What's about to happen here is I'm going to grab your lower jaw and grab your upper jaw, and I'm going to pull.
Parlay?
It's going to hurt.
Alright, so the door is still not with you guys.
Yes.
No, I said four.
We'll leave word at, with the bar that if he comes in to send him up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not, I don't know how to fork.
Before like I said, still, that's three platinum. I like to spoon.
All right, yeah.
Spooning's only two silver, but forking.
That'll cost you.
You literally try to gather information from a prostitute and you just can't. You can't.
It's a language barrier.
Oh, God. Please, I need fan art of that.
Now, there is my lady friend at the brothel. She's a black dragonborn. She might be your type.
Don't say. Excuse me.
She is.
He has lost Nadar. On a quest of his own.
Yeah.
To find his baby.
He died as he lived.
Awkward?
Yes.
Not understanding what people were saying.
Right?
Harassing prostitutes.
Oh, dear.
We've killed the DM.
You killed the DM.
Level 85.
Oh, damn it.
Where's that wizard?
That's a lot of experience. Oh, it's so cute that you said he's a wizard.
I don't care what he is. I'm level 85.
That's true. It's true. Could someone go fill that up for me? Initiative.
I mean, I'll watch her go. That's fine. It's always fun.
All right. I'll wait for her to get back. So
you can continue. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, the mic's great.
So as soon as she is somewhat secure or comfortable with the security of the room, she turns around and says,
as I said, Mirela of the Veduni.
The Viduni, really?
Yes.
I was
as soon as she takes back her hood before she says that, you kind of make the connection because she's wearing a lot of embroidered patterns and silk things, as well as some very finely crafted studded leather armor. You see a very finely crafted scimitar on her belt and a hand crossbow hanging at her side.
It's been a long time since I've encountered one of you people.
Me as well. It was the accent that actually caught my attention.
It is your loss, I suppose.
You are correct.
But that is not why we are here, to exchange pleasantries.
Let's get down to it. What happened in Greensburg?
I was there. What do you know?
We were told by the temple attendants at the Temple of Bahamut in the capital that there were reports of a black dragon attack.
I am grieved to tell you that these reports are correct.
Mm. How large a dragon?
Let's find anti-acid spells.
Large enough to level a town.
I don't know. Let me.
You'd be surprised how much dragon some damage a small dragon can do.
It was not the dragon that leveled the town.
Oh,
what?
The dragon simply opened the door. Before the dragon attacked, there was a gathering of an army outside of Greensburg.
Of the dead.
A great orcish horde.
Another one?
We never did catch her.
Catch who?
The Baron's fake sister.
No, we killed her dead.
Are you sure?
We killed her very dead.
How can you be sure with a shape-changer?
Because she changed in front of me.
I understand.
Not certain what orcs you have dealt with before, but these are unlike any orcs I have seen. And they had allies that I am not used to seeing with orcs.
What sort of orcs look like?
They were orcs, but they had... they had changed their appearance. They had looked like they had smeared ash or soot all over their bodies to give them a ashen grey or black appearance. Many of them had face paint of either red or purple. The visages of a skull adorned many of their features. They had brought great war machines, catapults, along with their allies. I saw among the army great lizard men, also adorned in black ash and blue purple skulls.
That is a strange alliance indeed.
That is not all. The ones operating the war machines that were much more finely crafted than any orc could ever do, they did not have to adorn themselves with ash because their skin was already ebony and ash. They were dark dwarves.
Dark dwarves?
Yes. An alliance of orcs, lizardmen, and dark dwarves, as well as many.
And I punch the wall.
She literally jumps.
I apologize.
Not your fault.
This changes things.
Fucking Dwargar.
They appeared outside, but they did not attack. We prepared for the worst, me and my company. Niga, Dilwin, Gadoran, myself. We were helping the Baron with the defense. And out of the night sky, the clouded night sky.
As it always seems to be.
the beat of wings and a large black dragon flew out of the sky and hurled terrible black acid all over the gate, destroying it, letting the great host into Greensburg. Once the gate was down, the city was falling.
Yes, I
did have... anybody make it out besides yourself? Alive, that is.
Seen their defenses.
The only reason I am even talking to you is because I saw Niga, Diluin, Kadoran. They all fell. Niga, two, one in particular. An elf with ebon skin and silver hair.
So,
I have never heard of Dwergar and Drow working together.
Presumably in the day.
Dwergar.
Many of them.
It was at night, she said.
Bore the visage of purple skulls and this great black dragon. Yes. Many of you, if you are not familiar, black dragons, their eyes and noses are sunken in to a point where they resemble a skull. And it had purple eyes.
So it is
glowing purple eyes.
Yes.
So this dragon has forged an alliance among unlikely bedfellows.
The dark...
The denizens of... who lives below the stronghold, and those who covet the dwarves and live above them.
Either that, or whoever is behind this army has this dragon in their thrall. Which is not unheard of.
That is an even worse scenario than what I proposed.
Wait, perhaps this dragon is another one of those shape changers. Could they change into a dragon?
You are the shape changer among us. You tell us.
I've never
to become
met
a
anybody
dragon,
who's that skilled.
I can only imagine the power.
Knowing what I know of magic with things like a polymorph spell, like how powerful would someone have to be to get?
Roll a knowledge arcana check, please.
Pretty baller.
Nice.
Oh, 19 on the dice, so 22.
Did shape change into a dragon of any kind, if you are not a dragon, would require
high-level spells.
An arcane spellcaster of immense power. Far beyond what you or many of your kin can do.
Quite frankly, you would have to be an extraordinarily powerful spellcaster to be able to cast the kind of spell it would take to transform into a dragon. In honesty, it is actually easier and requires weaker magic to enthrall a dragon than to turn into one.
Oh.
The only reason I am talking to you, I am even trying to help you, is because my friend, another member of our company, I saw him taken captive before. I had no choice but to flee.
Of course.
His name is Ben.
Ben?
Yes. And if you are going there...
God's help me, we are.
I am coming with you to save Ben. I owe him that much.
I think that you will be welcome to have you, as you have seen.
Wait, what has happened? I gotta share XP with another NPC?
Listen,
I mean, she might die.
We lost two, game
on.
One,
right?
So we're
still better
still
than
okay.
Before. And she's been where we need to go.
Speaking of which, around this time, Nadar, you enter the bar with a couple red marks across your cheek.
Fresh!
And a brochure of some kind for a local brothel.
I'm also eating a turkey leg, but we have not seen turkeys.
Turkeys have been extinct for thousands of years.
How in the...
It is a very long story about spoons.
I don't...
So about this time you come in, you receive the message, and you go upstairs. You guys hear heavy footfalls and a heavy knock. And Mirella, when she hears this heavy knock, just goes...
in front of the door.
Yeah, she put like a dresser in front
she
of her.
She literally, almost blindingly fast, shing, pulls out a scimitar.
It's okay.
Who is it?
Trouble would not knock.
In Paladin's name, it is Nador. Is everything okay?
Who's
What's
name?
Paladin?
Ah, oh, god damn.
Yeah, it's him, all right. Okay.
That's definitely him.
Don't
definitely
worry. Him. It's the other member
in
of
Bahamut's name.
It's
okay.
It's our scale bearer.
She... Okay. She does a little wrist flick and sheathes that scimitar like it's
never
an extension of herself. It looks like she is damn good with that thing.
If we make it out of this alive, you're going to have to teach me how to do that.
Huh. No, no,
but
no,
you will.
She's too high level.
Oh, you could not do it with that. I could not do it with that.
And I start pulling the things from in front of the door and making it to where Nadar can get in the room.
Before you let him in, you said there were some sort of lizard men?
Yes.
Okay. I need to go ahead and let you know so that you don't freak out.
Our scale
friend,
bearer.
He is a dragon.
There's more than one scale.
It's a... They were not dragonborn, they were lizard.
Okay.
Lizard folk.
He's brass, he serves the church, he's a good guy.
Whoa.
Bronze. Sorry.
Bronze.
Sorry, bronze.
Dude, that's
specious.
All dragonborn look the same to me.
You species.
I am a bronze Adonis, thank
Triggered!
You.
Triggered!
Bronze. Oh, yeah, okay. Alright.
I appreciate the warning.
She sheathes her scimitar. Kind of stands at the complete opposite side of the room from the door, away from the window.
Yeah. I actually kind of, drew her back so she's, like, against the wall, so that way nothing, if God forbid something happens to come through the window, she's not going to get in the back. And I'm watching the window still. All right, let him in.
I pull everything away from the door and let Nadar in the door.
Shield, mace, turkey leg.
You've got a, you're double fisting the...
Yeah, you get the mace and the turkey.
I would say you see a beautiful woman in the corner of the room, but you care...
You care nothing.
Zero fucks.
You're getting grease all over.
That's
your
an axe beak leg. That's what it is. It's axe beak.
There you go.
They tell everybody it's turkey, but it's really axe beak.
It's like imitation crab.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They said that there were many... There was a different person with you.
Indeed. This is Mirella. From my homeland.
She kind of gives you a wave.
We should probably...
Well, eyes you warily.
We should probably get going.
Imagine my surprise when
that's
I literally encountered
idea.
One of the previous scale bearers' parties.
Oh.
Down at the docks.
Where is our...
She knows great information. She just informed us while you were off gathering information. We should probably go. We'll explain on the road.
This is your scale bearer?
Indeed. This is Nadar.
He just earned his...
I'm...
Oh, shit.
It is fortunate that there are more scale bearers in the world, because with heavy heart I inform you that there is one less.
No.
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 Do not want.
We will take the time to mourn, but right now it is imperative before we get going that we get a message back to the temple and let them know what the hell's going on.
I don't believe there's time for that.
We
will give away our... Our advantage if we...
There is another thing. She believes she is being hunted. And
yes.
When we came in, someone left in a manner that implies they were watching for something.
When I ran away, the drow I spoke of, he saw me leave. And he yelled that he would see me again.
If we see him, I will take great pleasure in ending his life.
Sithis is the one who kills you.
Hey, hail Sithis.
My friends are right. The longer we tarry here, the worse the trouble could be. So, if you wish to come with us and try to rescue your compatriot...
Every fiber of my being wants to do nothing but flee.
I saw.
I owe Ben this much. He saved my life more times than I can count. And if he is still alive, I would see him free.
Well, and I place a gentle hand on her shoulder, and I say something to her in Dwarven.
All right. And she understands Dwarven, so what do you say?
I say, welcome to the frickin' hand of order. Only I didn't say frickin'.
Only I didn't say frickin'.